Come on, man. We need the work. Let's go. Let's go.
Got middle of the field. He's got Drew. 35, 30.
Broken interception.
Touchdown, Giants.
Welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live on this Draft Thursday. You can see the big smile on Paul Dottino's face.
Today? You sure it's today?
Yeah, I know. You've been waiting for this. I mean, and you've been an absolute lunatic the past 24 hours. I can attest to that. That's for sure. You've been driving me nuts.
I've hit my head on the ceiling six times this morning.
I don't doubt it. We welcome you in again, Big Blue Kickoff Live. We've been talking about it for months now, leading up to the NFL draft, the Giants sitting with a number 10 pick, and so much speculation out there in regard to what the Giants possibly could do. This is the show for Giants fans to call in right now. We want to hear what would you – now months and months of – you've listened to analysts. You've listened – you've seen so many mock drafts. Giants fans, we want to take your calls, and I'm gonna take a tally in regard to Giants fans. Who or what would you like to see the Giants do at 10? There are a number of options. Paul and I are going to break them down for you right now. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. That's how you get on board. 201-939-4513. Also, I'll be monitoring Twitter, so make sure you follow us on Twitter at Giants and hashtag Giants Chat. I will share your tweets as well. I will take a tally. We will let the folks know at the end of the show the consensus in regard to Giants Nation.
And then you'll bring it to Jerry Reese.
And then I'll walk right upstairs and knock on Jerry Reese's door and say, "Here, Jerry Reese, this is what the Giants fans want you to do, sir." No, that is not going to happen.
Then you'll be escorted out of the building.
Pretty much. And don't come back, please. Don't let the door hit you on your butt. Anyway, but Paul Dottino, Anita Marks, really exciting Thursday afternoon here. I walked into the facility, Paul, and there's definitely a buzz. There's a number of media that are already here. The NFL Network, Kim Jones, is already here. I haven't texted Dan Graziano yet to see if he's here or not, but, you know, media is arriving. There's going to be live hits from the facility all day long. Don't forget, you've got Giants. They're doing their own show. Paul Dottino's going to be a part of it as well on the MSG Network. What time does that show start?
That show starts at 8:30. And for your season ticket holders who are going to come out to MetLife Stadium tonight, we start a stage show at 7 o'clock. I'll be out there at the MetLife stage. We'll have a host of current and former Giants there to kind of talk about the draft and take your questions. So we're looking forward to having a good time tonight. Hopefully it doesn't rain. They're talking about might have some rain today.
So I don't. Yeah,
what I'm gonna be no.
I'm gonna be inside. I'm gonna be down in the city. I'm gonna be broadcasting the show from Legends in New York City. So I'm pretty stoked about it. Gonna be on throughout the entire draft. So maybe when your show is over, you come hang out with us in
the
city.
That'd be cool. As long as you have covering for me, because I don't need to get wet.
You're more than welcome to.
Thank
you. So it's an exciting day for everybody. Obviously, the executives upstairs. They've done all their homework. They've got their boards ready. They are ready to rock and roll. Don't forget all the athletes, all the college guys that are in Chicago or at home watching the draft with their families. A lot of expectation. Not sure where they're going to go. So a lot of excitement today. Today is really, I think, and I commend the NFL for making it a primetime event. I love the fact that it's on later on tonight.
You know what's cool for the Giants, too, is that because Ben McAdoo is their new head coach, they get this additional mini camp that they're wrapping up today. So, believe it or not, as Anita and I are sitting here, the Giants are in the third and final day of their extended minicamp going through workouts here on the practice field. So this building is not only buzzing because of the scouts and the coaches who are all into what's going to happen tonight, but they're finishing up their first three-day minicamp as a team together. And you and I both know from being here during this camp, Anita, there's always going to be optimism in April. I get that. But even the veterans seem to be really jacked up about what's going on with this team right now. It's good stuff. How about the music that they got going on out there? It didn't come off of my iPad, I'll tell you that.
What music did they have, Paul?
All kinds of stuff, including, please
share with us. Share with us, who are the musical artists that are being played?
I could not even begin to name them for you, but I will tell you this. I did hear the theme from the Jeffersons, the theme from Family Guy. There were some other things in there that I guess I recognized, but I don't know.
Want to remind you, Big Blue Kickoff Live brought to you by DraftKings, the daily fantasy sports destination at DraftKings. You can play as often as you want with no season-long commitment. Go to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code CONTACT to play for free today. DraftKings, fantasy sports, free to play. We've got a very special guest who's going to be joining us in a hot second. We're going to break down exactly what he knows, what he's hearing in regard to what the Giants might do with that number 10 pick. Also, Paul Totino and I, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have a mock draft right after, around 12:30, to kind of see, you know.
You can't see my guys.
I don't have to see your guys, Paul. So, and we'll kind of, we'll break that down. We'll discuss it, you know, if we agree or disagree with one another, and get our way down to 10. And then, of course, we're going to take a boatload of calls. And as I said, I'm going to tally the vote. Giants fans, who would you like to see, or what would you like to see? Move up, move down, whatever the case. 201-939-4513. But first and foremost, let's bring on our special guest.
Well, we got to wrap up Twitter first.
Okay, well, why don't you do that?
I just want to tell the folks who are watching on Twitter, go over to Giants.com, see the entire show. We're going to have a blast, so stick around.
Good? You feel good?
I feel good.
All right, let's bring on our guest, Damon Talbot, who joins us from NFL Draft Diamonds. Damon, welcome in to Big Blue Kickoff Live. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Appreciate your time. Myself and Paul Totino, obviously a lot of Giants fans watching this show. A lot of excitement for Giants fans. It's not often the Giants are drafting in the top 10. So when it does happen, there's a lot of excitement. And I think Giants fans feel that pretty confident that the Giants, regardless of what happens, the Giants are going to walk away with a very, very good player this evening.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to get somebody good. I mean, you're talking about the 10 best players in the draft. I think they're going to land a very good one at 10.
All right, so I'm curious. Like you have this great Twitter account. I follow you. You've been all over the draft. Kind of give me an idea of if, today, because I know it changes each and every week. What are you hearing? What is your expectation in regard to what you think the Giants are going to do at 10?
I honestly think that they're going to go Leonard Floyd, the linebacker from Georgia. Talked to several people in front offices around the league who also believe that Leonard Floyd will be the guy if he is there. There is now a buzz that the Buccaneers could be looking at him, that the Jaguars could be looking at him if, you know, they're scared of Miles Jack, his procedure, if he does need a procedure down the road, which he admitted today he would probably. Floyd is a freak. I mean, you're talking about a 6'6", 245-pound linebacker who could come in right now and start at the will for the Giants. He played 84.2% of all the snaps in 2015. You know, the kid was a freak at the combine, 35-inch vert, 4'6", 40, 10'5", long jump. I mean, he has everything broad. I mean, the guy is skinny. That's his biggest knock on him. But as far as what the Giants' defense looks like with Spags, I just think he would be a great fit. If he's not there, then I could see them going Jack Conklin from Michigan State. They'd probably use him at right tackle in New York. But I could see either one of those players fitting. I think that Leonard Floyd would be the pick if it was me. If I was, you know, if he's still on the board, I believe Leonard Floyd's the guy for the Giants.
Damon, let me ask you this. You're right that Conklin and Floyd are two of the guys in the last week or so that have really had a lot of heavy traffic in terms of the mock drafts for the Giants. You mentioned before you thought maybe the Bucs might be interested in Floyd. Do you think there is a realistic possibility that either Floyd and or Conklin, not just one of them, but maybe even both could be gone by the Giants at 10?
They could. I mean, Tennessee's been looking to trade up. If they're not able to land Tunsil, we don't know. You know, I've been hearing that they like Conklin, you know, that they're really high in Conklin. What if they trade up after Tunsil? Maybe Tunsil's taken early and they trade up. If they trade up, do they go Conklin over Stanley? They may. So you never know in that predicament. If they are both gone, if Floyd and Conklin are both gone, they'll probably go BPA, best player available. Giants, I've heard so many people linked to the Giants. I've heard Miles Jack and Ezekiel Elliott, but I can tell you I wouldn't consider them either at the 10th pick. If both of them players were gone, I would probably look at either Ronnie Stanley, if he's still there from Notre Dame, or Shaq Lawson from Clemson.
Let's talk for 1 second about the guys in the top 10 who should have been there, but now because of various reasons are falling. Tunsil's a guy who a lot of people thought was the number one guy in this draft back in January or February, but he's falling. You've got Miles Jack, because of his knee thing, as you just said, who is falling. Are both of those guys, or either one of those guys, in your estimation, actually going to be there at 10 for the Giants? Are they going to fall beyond 10, or are they definitely going to be top 10 picks?
Miles Jack is probably the biggest question mark. That knee could be concerning to people. I've actually heard from numerous sources that the Giants don't even have him on their board. If that's the case, I mean, that's, you know, he will fall. I mean, you look at the teams, there's teams that are very scared of that. You know, if the Raiders spent 2.5 hours with him, with Miles Jack the other day. So, I mean, obviously teams are trying to find out everything that they can right now to find out. And their doctors are having doctors look at it. They are trying to find out and be 100% sure, because you're investing a lot of money in these guys. Miles Jack, when healthy, is probably the best player in the draft. Will he fall to top 10? He may, and he understands that. He gets it, that he may fall out. The thing with Laremy Tunsil falling in the draft, Tunsil is a guy that some teams view as better in pass protection than run blocking, and some teams view him better at run blocking than pass protection. I don't understand it. He's a great player. He's probably the best offensive lineman in this draft.
Yep.
I think teams are going away from best player available and taking need rather than BPA. And I think the character on some guys is a little iffy. You know, you have guys like Kandichi that's fallen. He's probably a top five talent, but he's fallen because of, you know, character concerns. Sure. Noah Spence fallen because of character concerns. All those things come into play, and you got to think of it just like a regular job. With all the media attention focused on guys that are doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, the Greg Hardys of the world, the Ray Rices, people are dropping, and people are scared to make that investment, and that's a lot. When these guys would rather go with somebody that has a clean sheet than somebody that they have to take a risk on because of the repercussions down the road.
Yeah, Damon Talbot is joining us. He owns NFL Draft Diamonds, an excellent follow. I highly recommend you do, especially throughout the draft, not only tonight, but tomorrow evening and, of course, on Saturday, and that's at Draft Diamonds. You're absolutely right. I had a discussion late last night, Damon, with a scout who helps a number of NFL teams, and he said right now, you know, instead of looking at what somebody's ceiling is, what's happening is general managers are looking at how high their floor is. If that makes sense, for example, Conklin's floor is a lot higher than Tunsil's floor because of all the off the field issues. Where Tunsil's ceiling might be higher than Conklin's ceiling, but the floor is what matters more right now in the NFL than the ceiling. So if that kind of really holds true to what you just communicated.
And it's very true. In this stage, it's basically consider yourself the employer. If you're the employer getting ready to hire these people, whoever these players are, you have to look at everything. It's like the check mark for are you a convicted felon. You have to take that into play, and that's something that you have to have. He might be the best mechanic out there, and that's your job. But that little check mark of yes, he's a convicted felon is something that's always going to be in the back of your mind. And that's something, that's the same type of aspect that these NFL teams are going through right now.
Well, let me ask you this, Damon. I think at quarterback, we pretty much think they're going to be 1 and 2 in this draft. And I, as I understand it, the top 6 QBs in this draft, who are all going to be somewhere in the first 4 rounds, have all clean sheets off the field. So you're strictly looking at a talent evaluation there. You're not looking at guys who have the extracurricular stuff. Do you think there's a chance that a third quarterback goes in the top 10?
Paxton Lynch may be a guy that could fall. I mean, it just depends. The Browns are a very special team. They, some reason, they take somebody that they shouldn't every year. I wouldn't. Maybe they will take Paxton Lynch. I know Hugh Jackson likes him a lot, but I think they could probably drop back and get him. Besides that, I can't see. I mean, if Paxton Lynch doesn't go to the Browns, the Bills, or the Jets, I don't see him in the first round.
How about this, Damon? You just talked about the Cleveland Browns. They've had 24 different starters at the quarterback position since 1999.
Oh, man.
Here has been their first-round quarterback draft pick since 1999. Johnny Manziel at 22, Brandon Whedon at 22, Brady Quinn at 22, and Tim Couch at 1 back in 1999. So four quarterbacks that they've drafted in the first round since 1999. And at the end of the day, they're sitting with 24 different starters since then.
You know, they'd be better with Brian Sipe at his current age.
Amen.
Damon, before I let you go, you know, there were some reports that broke last night that the Giants have reached out to Cleveland to potentially trade up, okay? Whether that's true or not, whatever the case. But, you know, there's speculation about Ezekiel Elliott. I don't believe it's Ezekiel Elliott. I think it's Ramsey. And I think there's a very good chance that Ramsey is going to drop. Is there another player out there that you feel would be worthwhile for the Giants to move up for other than Ramsey?
I know the Browns are shopping their eighth pick extremely hard, and I know that for a fact. I've talked to tons of people that have been saying that the Browns are trying to get out the eighth pick. As far as who the Giants would move up to get, I honestly do not feel that Ezekiel Elliott is a guy that they're really listing that high right now. I think they're trying to find a defender or a right tackle, either a linebacker, D-end, or a tackle at this position. But maybe a Tunzel. If you could get a Jalen Ramsey at the eighth pick, you are crazy if you don't trade up to pick him. I mean, if he's there, yeah. I don't care what cornerback you have. Jalen Ramsey's the best player in the draft.
I could say it. He's top three on everybody's board, if not number one. So I could see your point. Hey, Damon, I got one more for you before Anita gets in here again. Jalen Smith, the Notre Dame linebacker who probably would have been the number one guy before his bowl game injury, does he get drafted at all? There seem to be some people who think he's still going to go pretty high, and then others who say he's not on anybody's board because you just can't take a chance with that leg.
Well, I would draft him. I wouldn't draft him in the first or second round, but in the third round, you have compensatory picks now where teams get – it's basically a free pick. You didn't have it. Even though you lost the player, it's a free pick. I wouldn't be surprised if a team like the Patriots – draft him and stash him because they understand what the reward could be if he does come back 100% healthy.
Just what the Patriot haters need around this league, right?
I know. I mean, they don't care. I mean, if you look at Marcus Cannon, he fell. They drafted him. They knew that he had concerns, and now, you know, he's played and everything for him. Had he turned out the best? No, but he's pretty sufficient. And there's a lot of people that would take him on their team.
Damon, thank you so much. Before I do have one more. Is there a guy out there that you feel is not on anybody's radar that you think will be an absolute steal in this year's draft? Or let's go first round. Let's go first round. Or maybe he's a guy that, you know, like there's so much talk about Treadwell and Coleman, but I'm actually hearing Dotson is the best wide receiver coming out of this core this year. I mean, is there a guy that's on your radar that you absolutely love that you think is going to be a steal in the later rounds in this draft?
All right, we'll do both. I think Dotson's a good football player, but I think Laquon Treadwell is the best wideout in this draft. I would definitely take him first if I was going to take a wideout. Regardless, I don't care about his size or anything. His length and everything else puts him above the rest of the other players. As far as a late round steal, I'll give you, there's a kid out of Northern Iowa. His name is Mackington Dorleen. You don't hear anybody talk about him. Everyone talks about DeAndre Hall, who's on the opposite side. Dorleen, he's a Haitian kid from Fort Myers or Naples area. He has long arms. He's a 4.3 40 guy. He is a jump throughout. He jumps out the gym. He has a 40-plus invert. No one's talking about him, but he's a punt returner, kick returner, and a D-back that shut down his conference. And Carson Wentz and everybody else that he's went up against in his conference, he was a man among boys out there. He had 18 pass breakups this year, which is triple of what DeAndre Hall had, who was rated higher. I think people are sleeping on that kid. He did have a couple off-the-field things, but as far as talent, that kid is a special football player that's being overlooked.
Damon, his name again?
His name is Mackington Dorleen.
Mackington Dorleen.
Yep.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much. A pleasure having you on. And have fun tonight. I'll be following you on Twitter.
Appreciate it,
Damon.
No problem.
I will leave you with one last thing.
Sure.
I've been hearing that you guys are going to be bringing a running back into your mini camp here coming up. He's a free agent, and his name's Donald Russell. Remember the name. He's from Germany. He's a GFL superstar over there in Germany. He's a big running back, power back, and I'm hearing that the Giants are trying to get him into their mini camp coming up.
Well, that's good stuff. Thank you.
This is news to me.
Yeah.
Thank
news to me, too.
I appreciate it. So first they go French, now they go German.
Thanks,
Damon. Thank you.
No problem, y'all. Thank you very much for having me on.
Appreciate it. Have you heard about this kid?
No.
Okay.
He's not in the P-Dot draft guide. Nor is
no, not the German running back. The cornerback.
The corner is not in the P-Dot draft guide either.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
somebody's not doing their homework.
He's putting me to shame.
Right?
I mean, I did film work on over 100 guys. He didn't make my list.
201-939-4513. We're going to get your calls in just a hot second. A few things because P-Dot and I, we're going to have a mock draft in just a hot second. So, again, we know right off the board, right, Goff and Wentz.
Okay, so we're gonna do this right now?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
No?
Go. Yeah, let's do it now. Go
okay,
ahead. Go,
so,
go.
No, no. So we're at San Diego. Do you want me to go first? Age before beauty? What? What do you want to do here?
I'm going to take the odd numbers. I told you that.
Okay, so now we're on odd.
Yeah, so we're going odd. So I'm going to go with Goff, obviously. The Rams are
no,
taking
no,
Goff.
I just said. I said Goff and Wentz. Let's
okay,
even,
Goff
let's
and not, Wentz. All right, so not, I'm up with San Diego.
But let's do this. Let's do this. Really quick, just for folks out there, you know, in talking to a number of scouts and a number of analysts, you know, a lot of people feel that both these quarterbacks are going to be franchise quarterbacks. The difference here, and it's interesting because it's so intriguing to me, it's kind of like when Flacco and Matt Ryan came out.
Right.
Wentz is such a huge personality. He walks into a room and he commands the room. Where, you know, and that's how Matt Ryan was, as opposed to Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco walks in a room, he kind of looks at his shoes. Do you know what I mean? He's somewhat of an introvert. Great guy, great kid, great family, big arm, great athlete. Heck, he won a Super Bowl for the Baltimore Ravens, but, you know, he's just personality-wise.
He has more presence.
Wentz has more presence.
And I like Wentz better than Goff myself.
And that's a big reason why a lot of people like Wentz.
I mean, presence.
You heard Mike Nolan. You heard Mike Nolan come out earlier this week. He said the reason they went with Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers is because they thought Aaron Rodgers was a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, big mistake. Kind of like Pretty Woman when right? When she tried to go shopping at Rodeo Drive and they wouldn't service her. So she came back and she peeked her head into the shop and she's like, huge mistake. Huge mistake.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. All right. So Goff and Wentz. We are there at 1-2 with the Rams and Eagles. So now we're sitting at 3 with the San Diego Chargers. You want to take odd.
Okay, I'm taking odd. And so despite the fact that I am desperately trying to trade out if I'm the Chargers, I'm not going to be able to do it because no one's going to pay me what I need to do to make a deal. I'm going to have to take Jalen Ramsey. I don't have a choice. I'm going to do it.
Okay, that's fine. And if I was the general manager with you, I would do the same thing. But everything I'm hearing is that they're going to take Stanley. Okay? So let's do this.
But you
let's
asked me who I would take.
No,
you
I
didn't
know.
Ask me to who they're
no,
going to take.
No, I know.
I'm taking Ramsey.
I know. So let's do this. Why don't you put our draft board together?
Okay, go
and
ahead.
Put two separate lines.
Okay.
You're in my draft board and what we're hearing is going to happen.
Okay.
So we're good with Goff and Wentz.
Okay.
We're both in agreement that San Diego should take Ramsey, but I'm hearing that they're going to take Stanley or Buckner, but they're leaning more towards Stanley.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
At 4, the Dallas Cowboys.
Well.
Now that Ramsey's off the board, I think they have to go Ezekiel Elliott. Everything I'm hearing about this guy is that he's the next Adrian Peterson. How do you not draft Ezekiel Elliott if you're the Dallas Cowboys? You know, I sat in on the Emmitt Smith retirement press conference. I want to say it was in Arizona. I forgot what city it was. It was during a Super Bowl. It was during the week of leading up to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
And Michael was there and Troy was there, and the three of them sat down and they all agreed they would not have had success and they would not have won Super Bowls if it wasn't for the fact that all three of them played for the Dallas Cowboys at the same time because defenses didn't know what to do.
The triplets.
Yeah. Defenses didn't. So now you've got Dez Bryant. You got a healthy Tony Romo. And you draft an Ezekiel Elliott? Are you kidding me? Like, if Ramsey's off the board, I think Dallas goes Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay, I'm going Bosa. because I think their defensive end position is so badly depleted. I don't even know who they could line up at defensive end if they had to play a game this weekend. And I think that Bosa is a top five player to me.
Okay,
I
but
don't
I'm, think picking, that, I'm even.
I know, but you said you wanted my opinion. So
oh, okay.
You could take Elliott. I'm just telling you Bosa would be my guy.
So Elliott would still be on the board here.
Okay, that's fine. Next, Jacksonville. Okay, this is my pick now.
Uh-huh.
I'm going Miles Jack. I'm doing it. If I can get 4 or 5 years out of Miles Jack, I'm taking Miles Jack. And I suspect that I can get that much out of him.
It's tough, Paul.
Sure, it's tough.
It's tough. A lot of teams are really, really concerned with that knee.
I know. But that's a franchise that's also looking for a big splash. I mean, they've gotten better. But this is a franchise. They've had the ownership change a couple of years ago. They redid their stadium. They got all their nice suites there. They got their poolside patio behind the end zone. They're looking to create a huge buzz. Miles Jack helps them with that, too.
I'm hearing they like Stanley and Bosa. That's what I'm hearing they
okay,
like.
Okay, so who are you picking?
I'm not picking anyone for them. But okay. I'm telling you what I'm hearing they like.
Okay.
They like Stanley or Bosa.
All right. Ravens.
The Ravens.
That's you.
They love Bosa, but I'm sorry, if Tunsil's on that board, after what they had with Jonathan Ogden,
mm-hmm.
and knowing what a huge factor that is, that you could just draft that left tackle, plug him in, and not worry about him for 10 years, and keep in mind, I mean, Ozzie Newsome, this isn't like a new regime over there. Like, you know, he was the one who went out and drafted Jonathan Ogden as well as Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
He knows the significance. I think that's going to be a very, very difficult decision for them. If Bosa is still on the board for them, I think it'll be difficult, but he's off, right?
Right, he's off. I've already taken him with Dallas.
Okay. So
you're going Tunsil?
So Tunsil.
Okay. 49ers. They really wanted to see a linebacker there, but it's not going to happen. Although some folks think they might be in play for Floyd. I also think that they desperately need some help in the trenches. They would have loved Ramsey had he fallen down at corner. At this point, we still have Buckner on the board.
We sure do.
I got to take him. I got to take him.
Okay.
I got to take him. For the Niners, I'm taking Buckner.
I think Buckner is going to be a better pro than Bosa. Bosa could only play out of 4-3 defense.
Right.
Buckner can play them both.
Agreed. Agreed. Although I think Bosa's a better edge guy.
But he's stronger. I think there's a lot more you can do with DeForest. I think DeForest Buckner is the best defensive lineman coming out of this draft.
He's a force.
I'd take him over Bosa.
Okay. But I'm taking him here for the Niners.
Okay. So now we're at Cleveland.
Yep.
All right. So who's off the board right now?
Ramsey's gone. Bosa's gone. I took Jack. You took Tunsil. And I took Buckner.
So this is what I think they do. I think Cleveland trades down. They've already got 12 picks. I think they trade down because I think that they really like the wide receiver Dotson.
Okay.
So I think they trade down, and I don't know if that's with Tennessee. I think that's still reaching. I think you can get Dotson. I think there will be a run at wide receivers. Listen to this, because when it happens, you'll think of me. I think there'll be a run at wide receivers. I think, like, in fantasy football, there's always a run at something.
Yes.
Okay, when you're drafting in fantasy football, right, there's always a run. There's either a run at tight ends, there's a run at defenses. I think at this point, and it's all going to come down to the Texans, okay?
It's because people are emotional.
The Texans,
right?
The Texans love Ryan Kelly, the center. They love Ryan Kelly.
There?
Yes.
They want to get up that high for Ryan Kelly?
But follow me here. They also love Coleman. If the Texans take Coleman, you are going to see a run at wide receivers. Coleman, Dotson, Treadwell. Boom, boom, boom.
I think you're
Watch.
Probably right.
With Houston, the Vikings, and the Bengals. But will it start with Houston or will it start with the Vikings? But I do know.
Okay.
I do know that Cleveland loves Dotson.
So are you going? You're trading out here. Do you want to make the pick for the team that trades, or you just want to say you're trading out?
I'm trading out with Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm trading out with Tennessee.
Titans.
Yep. And Tennessee moves up and takes Conklin.
Tennessee moves up and takes Conklin.
Yep.
Okay. So now we got the Bucks.
I think I just I think I just rattled your Paul DiTino cage over there, didn't I?
You sure did.
Yeah, I did.
I'm in the box.
Yep. There's only one guy they're taking.
Well, it's actually right there.
Yep.
To me, I would consider Hargraves.
That's what it is.
Okay. And I would consider probably. I would also consider Stanley here. They could use another guy on the line.
Wait, Stanley's off.
Did we take Stanley? Oh, yeah, you already took him. So, yeah.
Stanley's gone. Stanley's going to be the first offensive lineman taken.
Then I'm taking Hargraves there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the easy pick.
Now,
actually, they might consider Floyd. They could use someone in the front seven.
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, I'm taking Hargraves.
Because I was listening to Lewis Riddick on Mike and Mike this morning. And this has been a concern that I heard from a few of the scouts that I've been speaking to, and then Lewis Riddick mentioned it this morning on Mike and Mike, and that is the fact that Leonard Floyd cannot keep weight on, and that he's weighing less now than he did at the combine, and that is a big concern, and because of that, he's now falling.
Well, I like Hargraves from them anyway, so that's fine. And now we come to
the Giants.
The Giants.
So who's on the board?
Well, the offensive
linemen, all three offensive linemen
are gone. Bosa's gone. Buckner's gone. Hargraves is gone.
Is Jack gone?
Jack is gone. Elliott, you had him going to Dallas. He's gone.
So Floyd. Floyd's the guy on there. I don't know. This is going to be tough. Like I said, you know, I mean, a lot of people have Floyd going to the Giants. But is the concern that he can't, you know, for a guy and how he needs to be utilized with his skill set and what makes him good, he's got to play at 245. But from what I hear, he's like 233 right now. So, you know, if I'm his agent, I am living in his house and I am waking him up every 3 hours and I am feeding him a boatload of pasta. I mean, like, if I'm his agent, how do you let him get to 233? I don't understand. It's dumb. But nonetheless, that's got to be a concern. But if all three offensive linemen are gone, I think the Giants take Floyd.
Yeah. I think at that point, that's probably the likely pick. So that's it. There's our 10.
201. That was fun.
It was good.
Right?
It was really cool.
And this is what tonight's going to be like. 201-939-4513. Again, want to remind you that Big Blue Kickoff Live brought to you by DraftKings. Now, if you've never played on DraftKings, it's changing the way we play fantasy sports. Just pick your contest, pick your players, and if you win, pick up your cash. It's as simple as that. Go to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code CONTACT to claim your free entry today. DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Free to play. Now, we're taking your calls, Giants fans. We want to tally up, Giants fans, who or what would you like to see the Giants do at 10? We kick it off with Freddie in New Jersey. Freddie, what you got?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks
Hi.
For taking my call.
Sure.
All right, this whole Miles Jack thing is, Peter King said the other day that the medical staff of the Giants signed off on his knee was good. But Floyd is going to be 24 years old. Next year's starting season. If Miles Jack is sitting there at 10, there's no way you can pass on him because I'll take him 4 to 5 years over Floyd because Floyd would be 28, 29 at that time.
Well, see, I happen to agree with you that if Miles Jack can reasonably give you 4 to 5 years, if your medical guy says that, I would actually be okay with
taking
him.
Okay, but Freddie, so Freddie, you're saying Jack. You're saying if Jack's on the board, regardless of whatever medical you're hearing about his knee, you'd take him. Is that your pick?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, but this is the thing, Freddie. For a team that hasn't had a number of years of dealing or suffering with the loss of key players to injury, you know what? You're right. It's a no-brainer. It's a solid pick. I'll risk it. But that hasn't been the case with the Giants.
No, I understand.
You know, the Giants...
That's where I'm torn. At the same time, we're going to be 28, 29 at that time. That's where I'm stuck.
I hear you.
I'm probably caught up on his age more than anything because... He fits the Giants' mold, what they like, that freakish, get-after-the-quarterback type of player.
I got you. I also want to add to you, though, that...
Freddie, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you. And we're going to try to go quick here because we do want to get everybody's picks in, so we'll try to make the calls a little quicker than usual. I would say this. the Giants' experience with microfracture has not been very good over the years, going back to the days of Jason Sehorn and Charles Way, although that's some years ago. And, of course, medicine has improved, but Steve Smith is another one.
Tight end, the year they won the Super Bowl.
Jake Ballard. Kevin Boss had a lot of injuries to his knee, too, but Ballard was another guy.
You know, and
microfracture is not a pretty thing.
And this is a thing. I think this is a no-win situation, actually, for the Giants. You know what I mean when it comes to Miles Jack? I really do. Because if they pass up on him, and let's say like 2 or 3 years from now, he's going to the Pro Bowl, he's kicking butt, he's taking names, Giants fans are going to be like, I told you, you should have drafted him at 10.
And a lot of teams fans
and
will
if
be.
And if they do draft him, and then unfortunately a year from now he needs a microfracture, and then God knows when he can get back on the field, Giants fans are going to be like, I knew it, you shouldn't have taken him. It's a no-win situation. It's very difficult. It's not, you know. I know everything in life isn't fair, but it's not.
Well, you heard what David said. He thinks somebody like the Patriots might wind up with Jalen Smith. And if he does actually get on the field in a year or two, which, again, who knows? But if he does, the rich get richer. I mean, that could be fodder for Patriot haters.
I see Jalen Smith. I see Jalen Smith going to a team like, for example, like Cleveland, who right now are sitting with 12 picks. Who knows? After the first round, maybe they get two, three more.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? So if that happens, like I see, like if you're sitting there with like 15, 16 picks,
you don't know what to do with
and
them.
Jalen Smith is still on the board in the third or fourth round. Why the heck not? Take a gamble
sure.
on him.
I agree with that.
If you've got that many picks, that's what I see. Keep in mind, you've got a New England team that's lost draft. You know, they're not even drafting in the first round.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that they love Carl Nassib, Ryan Nassib's brother. The defensive end from Penn State.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that that's who they take in the second round. They're in love with that cat. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Rochester. We've got Andre calling. Andre, welcome in. What would you like to see the Giants do with the 10th pick tonight?
Hey, I already know who I like. I like Miles Jack. That's my guy.
So again, no concern for you. Like you're willing. So you're saying you love Miles Jack, and you're okay with this organization going out and drafting him at 10, and being okay not knowing that this organization will have him for a year or 2 years. Who knows? You or possibly
let him
five
sit
or
for
seven.
A year.
You don't know. You just don't
sit
know.
Sit him down for a year. Sit him down for a year and a half or something. See how the deal goes. It can happen to anybody. It can happen to Victor.
Well, I think,
it can happen to
unless I'm mistaken, Andre, thanks for the call. Unless I'm mistaken, Anita, you know, Jalen Smith is a guy who you're hoping that. All right, one second, though. Jalen Smith's a guy who I think time off, they're hoping will help him. Miles Jack, that's not the case, right? Time off isn't going to help his knee get any better. It's a deteriorating kind of thing when you're talking about the meniscus
microfracture. It's an issue with cartilage. So what they need to do is they need to go in there and they need to do a procedure. Like let's say this is the bone. They needed to do a procedure to the bone so the cartilage will start growing again.
Yeah.
And that's what microfracture
rest
is.
Has nothing to do with that.
So, I mean, it's tough.
Now,
I'm sorry. Andre, you said you had another question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, did Sam Bradford ever find a home?
No,
he
has not. And from what I understand, interesting. You know, there's talk, speculation. Because look at the teams here. Let's take a look at the teams that. And thank you for the phone call. Let's take a look at the teams that need a quarterback, right?
Okay.
Hold on one second. Okay, so we know the Rams and the Eagles. They're set.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, the 49ers, the Browns, which I'm hearing the Browns really like Paxton Lynch. Again,
okay.
That's why I think Cleveland trades down. I think they get Dotson and Lynch.
Okay.
That's what I think happens. The Saints, because, you know, I mean, Drew Brees is up there.
I agree.
Speculation that the Bills, but that's coming out of more the front office than Rex.
Right.
Rex Ryan loves Tyrod Taylor. He feels that's his quarterback. That's who he's committed to. So if you're the front office, do you really want to go against your – that's not a good situation.
No.
As we know, the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And Denver, but from what I understand, Sam Bradford doesn't want to reunite with Chip Kelly in San Francisco.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Huh.
So, and from what I understand, the Jets have reached out to. I'm sorry, not the Jets. I'm sure the Jets have as well, but it is confirmed that the Denver Broncos and John Elway have reached out.
Yes, I saw that
to the Philadelphia Eagles to inquire maybe what it would take to bring in a Sam Bradford. But I mean, no, he and a big reason for that, I think if you had your choice, I think they'd want Colin Kaepernick. The thing is, Colin Kaepernick is due like $11 million.
Right.
So and
he's been stubborn about the money.
Yes, and that's just too much for the Denver Broncos to pay. So you do have, I mean, this makes the draft all that much more interesting tonight as well, because you've got Sam Bradford looking for a different home. So does Philadelphia trade him? You've got Colin Kaepernick wanting a different home. So is there a chance that San Francisco trades him? You still have Ryan Fitzpatrick out there. Keep that in mind. I know that doesn't excite a lot of people, but we're talking about starting quarterbacks. And also, in trade-wise, you've got the Jets who are looking to trade Mo Wilkerson. That's another one that I think is really interesting. Yeah. You know, you've got a team that's maybe just one key defensive player away and has space in their salary cap. You know, I think that really will be an interesting dynamic tonight.
It's a 12:45 right now, and I'm willing to bet you anything you want that there will be at least two or three significant deals by the end of the night involving some machination of what we've talked about. This stuff is too hot. There's too much sauce bubbling, you know, for the stove not to get messy.
201-939-4513. Let's go to Ricard, who's calling in from New York. Ricard?
Hi, Anita. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
You got my name right. First try. Thank you. Appreciate that. First off, most important draft ever, 6 picks. If I'm Jerry Reese and everybody's gone except Leonard Floyd at 10, I'm honestly thinking about trading back with Tennessee to number 15. I think Floyd's a little risky for me, even though Carl Banks has been so high on him. I'd go down to 15. And P-Dot, this one might be for you. I don't know if you liked it or not. I heard you talk about Eli Apple the other day.
I like him.
You were really high on him.
I like him.
But at 15, here's my 2 picks, and
uh-oh,
I would be perfectly fine with either one, Darren Lee or Eli Apple. Darren Lee is like a Miles Jack. He can practically do everything that Miles Jack can do, but Miles Jack is just a little bit more versatile, and that's what I would go. You're still getting more bang for your buck, and you don't have to worry about an injury with him.
Well, you know, the only thing that I'm worried about with Lee is his sturdiness and his balance. He does not have the versatility of a Miles Jack, and he does tend to get pushed around a little bit too much for my liking. I think he's a first-round pick, obviously, probably in the middle of the first round. So your value is probably in the right ballpark. I don't know that I would take him over Eli Apple. I do like Eli Apple a lot, and I know while it hasn't been publicized, I know people in this NFL personnel guys who tell me they think Apple is a fringe top 10. They think he could be that good. But anyway, appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry.
Thanks for the call.
No problem. Have a good one.
201-939-4513. Giants fans, we want you to hop on board. Tell us, who do you think the Giants are going to take? What would you like to see? More importantly, what would you like to see the Giants do with that 10 pick? Right now, we've got a lot of love for Miles Jack. Also, we've got one trading back to Tennessee at 15 and possibly going with Darren Lee or Eli Apple. Now, again, I was watching Mike and Mike this morning, and they were talking about, I guess there's a report out there that Eli Apple doesn't know how to cook. He doesn't know how to sign a checkbook. He doesn't know how to do his laundry. And so they were asking, you know, they were asking Louis Riddick, who was a part of the front office for the Philadelphia Eagles, is this a conversation that you would actually have in a war room? And he said, yes.
You have to.
It is.
You have to.
But, you know, is that a big enough red flag?
His tape is good, Anita. His tape is really good.
Right.
6'1". He's got speed, size, length. He's played at a high level of competition. I like Eli Apple a lot. He's not afraid to get into it with guys. He's a quality player. I just wanted to add one other thing. You know, I think Lee's a 3-4 outside linebacker, which is the other detriment if you're thinking about the Giants picking him. You know, the Giants really want to base their scheme out of a 4-3. And that's always a problem when you're talking about linebackers, because what scheme do you think they're a better fit for? Anyway, go ahead.
Hit us up on Twitter. That's hashtag Giants Chat. Stu wants to know, if the Giants were to move up at 8, who would they get? More importantly, and please answer that, but also compound this. I'm curious, for the Giants to move up with Cleveland at 8, what would it take?
Well, according to the mock draft trade value chart, it's approximately 100 points, but you know there's going to be a premium on it because once you get into the top 10, they kind of add an extra vig, if you will, when you're in that vicinity. So if you're the Giants in Cleveland, you're probably going to have to give up, I'd say, your third. And they might even try to squeeze something out of maybe something even out of next year's draft from you. But it's going to take at least a three, I would think, to move up those two spots. I don't know. To me, that's a little high, Anita, because if I'm the Giants, I need quantity and quality. And I really like the fact that they're picking not only at 10, but they're picking at 40, and they're picking at 71. And I don't want to give up that number 71. I think 71 in this draft is a make-it player who can actually give you some snaps this year. This draft is that deep in defense, especially.
201-939-4513. Ed says, hoping for a defensive player, defensive end specifically, but if the guys on the board are gone, if the top guys are on the board are gone, maybe a linebacker, Bosa, or a wide receiver.
You know what I heard yesterday? And you know Shaq Lawson's a guy I've been targeting for a while, too. I heard yesterday some bad news about him. Apparently, the arm, he's got shoulder and arm issues. And what they're saying is, at least what I heard yesterday from a guy who knows his stuff, he said Shaq Lawson can play through it, but this is, again, one of those guys who's got a medical question on him that at some point in time, it may be during this season, it may be after the season, he's going to need a procedure. So he's going in to his NFL career already knowing that something is going to have to be fixed. Anita, you and I both know that's a black mark, and that's going to hurt him.
Wide receiver-wise, you know, I find this whole wide receiver class very interesting because they're kind of all over the place in regard to their analysis on them. Two things that a wide receiver needs to do. A, separate, B, catch, okay? The problem with Treadwell is that it's not that just he runs a 4.6. He runs a 4.66. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, you had Larry Fitzgerald and you had DeAndre Hopkins run a 4. Well, they ran a 4.62. He ran a 4.66, and it's hard for him to get separation.
Bolden's more of a 4.7.
That's a concern, okay?
Sure.
And then Will Fuller he's just so explosive, but he's got a lot of drops. He's got a hard time catching the ball.
There's also concerns about his durability over the middle because he's more of a wiry frame type of guy.
So I'm hearing a lot of people loving Coleman. I'm hearing a lot of people loving Doctson. If you had to rank these wide receivers based on the film you've watched.
Wow. You know, well, I'm going to go right to my notes. Why don't I just go right to my notes when I watch the film, what I wrote down, because I don't remember all of it, because I'm not thinking of taking a wide receiver at that point. What I wrote down for these guys is.
Well, I mean, listen, anything's possible. Wide receiver position is something that I think the Giants are looking to fill at some point in time in this draft.
All right. For Coleman, I had the pluses that I liked was quick separation and a burst. I did not like drops, did not like limited routes, and, hands, also after the catch. I didn't like the way he carried the ball. For Fuller, I liked flat-out burner, and he got separation, wasn't happy with the drops, mm-hmm. wasn't happy with his frame. For Doctson, who I believe is coming off of a wrist injury, I loved his hands. I liked his ability to get after the 50-50 ball, and I said he was very physical. I liked that very much. Wasn't thrilled with his speed or his separation. So those are the comments I had on each one of those guys. I quite frankly don't think that any one of them would have matched up very well with the wide receiver class of a couple of years ago that had Beckham and Landry and those other guys. I don't think that's the kind of class we're talking about here. And so, you know, I think part of the wide receiver question, Anita, is if you're the GM, are you looking for a possession guy? Are you looking for a speed guy? Are you looking for a guy who does a lot of stuff over the middle? Are you looking for a slot guy? Or, you know, are you looking for that guy who's going to be physical, tough, hands guy? You know, he's just a gamer who may not have the measurables like we're talking about with Treadwell. What's the style of guy you want? And does your team have a bona fide number one, like the Giants have in Beckham, where you're looking for a two? Or are you a team that really doesn't have a one? You got a guy who's maybe a pretty darn good 1A or a two, and you need that number one. I don't know that anyone other than Coleman is truly a one, but even he has some warts on him.
201-939-4513. Giants fans taking your calls with you for the next 10 minutes. Want to hear from Giants fans. What would you like to see the Giants do tonight with that number 10 pick?
You know, I have to kill you now because you've seen my chart.
Well, let's go to Charles in New York. Charles, welcome.
Hey, happy draft day to everybody.
Same to
you. You too.
Hey, my personal pick would be Conklin. He's a fighter, and Lord knows we need a fight on that right side.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad pick. You guys know how I feel about him. Big time.
Yeah, Newhouse is not it's not Newhouse pedigree to be the fighter that Conklin can be.
Conklin, about it. Thank you so much for the call and the vote. Anita, Conklin to me, if you're a Giants fan and you haven't watched tape on Conklin or you haven't seen Michigan State, the best thing I can say about him, think about Kareem McKenzie. That's the kind of player he is. You know, not the greatest athlete in the world, maybe not always the greatest technician, but he's big, he's strong, holds his ground, and he will fight you tooth and nail to make sure that you don't get to the ball carrier or his quarterback. That's a pretty good guy to have.
Oh, it's a great guy to have. Let's continue with your calls. Let's go to Richie calling in from Long Island. Richie, welcome.
Hey, happy draft day, guys.
Same to you.
Hi.
What would you like to see the Giants do?
I would personally, if both, all three offensive tackles are off the board, I would like them to go Floyd. I'm looking at the standpoint right now that right on the roster, they only have, let's say, two elite pass rushers in JPP and Vernon. The other defensive ends are not really pass rushers. Kerry Wynn, he's more, you know, a run defender. Odigizua, I mean, he can be a pass rusher, but as of what we've seen so far or heard, he's better at run defending, so I wouldn't mind adding an extra defensive end.
Understood. Thank you so much for the call. And if you pick a pass rusher in the front seven of the defense, you're certainly going with need and value because there are some of those guys there, and the Giants certainly have a need for one. So you can't complain if they get a guy like that. And many people think that Floyd fits that bill very, very well.
Let's go to Andrew calling in. Andrew, welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Hey, what's up? I heard Paul on the fan earlier. He got me fired up for tonight. And you were talking about, on the fan, the offensive linemen. And I'm kind of like you with the old school, with the run, you know, ground and pound and Parcells era. And with Eli having a few good years or five good years, having a really good offensive line and protect him, he's not the most mobile. And even a good running back with the average offensive line. Paul and I, we remember the Suburbanites and, even better, the Hogs, like the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
They had the Hogs. And really any decent running back could rip off 8 yards, 12 yards easily. I remember in the Super Bowl, the Redskins were killing the clock, running every play, and they were getting 10, 12 yards a shot in a, you know, against a run defense just because the line was so dominant. But I just want to ask you, and I'll listen off air, are these linemen that will be available, if some are available, are they elite? And how much better or compared to Justin Pugh? And Shakes from Baltimore always says a mauler. Hopefully they are maulers, but I'll listen off air.
How All right, Andrew. Thank linemen? You. Enjoy the draft. Anita, it's pretty simple for me. You've got Tunsil, you've got Stanley, you've got Conklin. Those are the three premier offensive tackles in this draft who are all top 10 potential values. That's where the line of separation is for me. There are some folks who think that Decker, the tackle out of Ohio State, kind of sneaks in right under those guys as kind of like number 3.5. But after that, even if you go Decker, there is a drop-off till you get to the fifth offensive tackle on the board. Now, Ryan Kelly, you mentioned before, tremendous center, and everybody, I think, is pretty much sold on him being the best center in this draft. And
you were surprised, though, that I told you that Houston...
That high? Yeah. Move up? You said to move up to get him.
No, I said Houston at 22 are either going to go with Ryan Kelly.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I could see him in that area. I think he's 20 and down.
I thought
you were talking about they may want to be one of the partners to move up and trade.
No.
And I'm thinking there's no way they're trading up to get him.
No. This is what I said.
Okay.
This is what I said. There's going to be a run at wide receivers in the 20s. Okay?
Okay.
Now, will it start with the Texans? They're in love with Ryan Kelly, but they also like Corey Coleman. So does it start? So that's going to be a really interesting decision to see what happens. If they do take Coleman, then I think you'll see Dotson go to the Vikings, and then I think you'll see Treadwell go to the Bengals.
Okay, I could see
so
that.
So you very well could see those three wide receivers boom, boom, boom.
But outside of Kelly's the only other offensive lineman that I think is like in the top 25 for me. You know what I mean? Outside the three tackles,
right.
And then maybe Decker. And then maybe Decker.
You're not. Oh yeah.
Maybe Decker. Decker. Some people think Decker's going to be in the mid 20s.
Oh no, I think Decker goes to the Colts.
You got him higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Decker goes to the Colts. I think Kelly goes to the Texans, and then that's it for you. Who's going to draft a guard in the first round?
No. But I'll tell you something. Decker again. If you want to make him 3.5, I'll buy that. But the top three are clear. And Decker's not one of those top three.
Yeah, and I think it'll be really interesting to see what happens if all three are going to be gone by the time the Giants draft.
That's what makes it really sticky.
Right?
Yeah, no question.
So a few guys that, again, you want to pay attention to, I think big storylines here in regard to them falling, and that's Miles Jack, Jalen Smith, and Tunsil.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Anita, it's really going to blow my mind. The Tunsil thing is not an injury thing. Obviously, it's off-the-field questions with him and the NCAA violations and the one suit that's been brought, the accusations that have been brought. He doesn't have any injury questions. He's just an absolute beast of a player who's now got this extracurricular stuff on the side. How much does that weigh in compared to medical questions, which obviously put a huge black mark on the player's resume? Where are those three guys going to go? Who knows?
It is going to be interesting. Last Twitter question for you. This is from Barry as well as RealSense83. Make the case, running back Ezekiel Elliott or Ronnie Stanley, if both are on the board.
Oh, that's easy for me. I'm going Ronnie Stanley. That's easy for me because I still am of the belief that a terrific offensive line has a much easier time of raising the level of your backs than vice versa. You could put Jim Brown behind a mediocre offensive line, and he's not going to look that good. Okay, folks? It doesn't work the other way like that. It's always better to build from the trenches first, and you're never going to get me to change on that.
All right, so again, tonight, MSG, what time does your show start?
Okay, MSG's 8:30 to 10 o'clock, Papa Banks Deal, and myself in the crowd. The stadium, MetLife Stadium stage show starts at about 7 or 7:15. I'm not sure, they got to tell me yet. And I'll be out there doing Q&A for about an hour or so with a bunch of current and former players. We're back on Big Blue Kickoff Live tomorrow with Lance and Feagles, I believe at 12 o'clock. And then Big Blue Kickoff Live comes back also on Saturday. Schmelk and I will be here for a special third day NFL draft edition. I haven't confirmed with John what time we're going to start. I think we're going to be on at 12. Is it 12 o'clock, Dave? 12 o'clock on Saturday, that extra edition of Big Blue Kickoff Live. And then I forgot to mention on Friday night, you know, if you want to watch the Giants coverage on Giants.com, Schmelk and I will be co-hosting a three-hour draft show live from 7 to 10 p.m. We are busy, but I'm loving every second of it. At some point, I'm going to have to take a nap.
At some point. And thank you all for your Giants participation. A lot of love for Miles Jack. A lot of Giants fans out there feeling that regardless of what they're hearing about the knee, they'd still like to see the Giants organization take a gamble on him. Some said trade back to Tennessee at 15, go for Darren Lee or Eli Apple, even though he can't balance his own checkbook. And last but not least, Conklin is the offensive lineman that a lot of the Giants fans feel should be the lineman that the Giants should look at. And you're pretty confident about that because you've got a semi-man crush on Conklin yourself.
You may need to come back over from the other side of the Hudson River and pick me up off the floor.
I might have to do that. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Big Blue Kickoff Live today. Hopefully, we've helped you, give you a little bit more insight on what's going to go down tonight. And don't forget, stay tuned to Giants and MSG with all your Giants draft coverage. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Come on, man. We need the work. Let's go.
Yeah, middle of the field. He's got through. 35, 30.